I'm so far away from the mic today because, so normally I don't listen to my episodes on my phone. I listen to it when I'm editing on my laptop and then I move it to my phone. I never even listen to it again because why do I need to? I've listened to it like 1 billion times while I was editing. But randomly, I was just listening to one of my episodes, like, because it was very short. So I was like, oh, we can listen to this one. And I heard so many mouth clicks that I did not hear when I was editing. And I wanted to cry because I hate mouth clicks. I'm sure they're in every of my episodes, but then that one was just like, that is too much. Anyways, best friends, this episode we are talking about anger. Actually, so funny, actually not that funny, but this was supposed to be an episode that I did last season because one of my friends and I, we were having a very deep conversation about anger and I was like, shit, I have to talk about this on the pod. But that never happened because I already had enough episodes. So I was like, okay, next season, and here we are. Here we are. And I think what's so funny is when I was thinking about this episode, I was like, oh my God, I'm such an angry person. And I was like, that's not true. That's not in any way true. I just think that I've had, since I was very, very young, I've had a very hard time with expressing my anger. Like, I was the good child, the easy child, the child that wasn't or even isn't problematic. Like, I've just been that, I've been the child, like the standard child. And I feel like because, you know, I like to be the chill child, I've never really expressed my anger. And that has actually been what made me the chill child. And I used to think, oh, I don't get angry. Oh, no, it's just not for me. But then I actually realized that I used to get angry, but not in the ways that will affect anybody but myself. Like, somebody does something kind of fucked up, I'm chill, then I go to my room and I go and bite my pillow. Or like, especially when I was 18, even if I'm still a teen, but like when I was like 15, if you piss me off just small, somehow I'm like, no appetite. Even if I still have no appetite, and that's like my way of getting angry. So it's like, yeah, like you're so chill, you don't get angry, so nice. But then the anger is affecting me and it's in things that affect me. So it wasn't all chill and it wasn't all nice. But I think what's very interesting and very funny is I get irritated very easily. Like, I'm not even playing with you. Ever since I was young, especially when I was in high school, I get irritated so fucking fast, but I never get angry. Never, ever, ever get angry. And it's funny also because somebody can do something really fucked up to me and they do something funny and then I've forgiven them. Like, it's never been that deep to me simply because of the fact that I know where my anger gets to, if that makes sense. And I'm not an angry person. I wouldn't call myself that. I feel like if I express myself more, I wouldn't get to that point. But I'm somebody who, because I don't express myself, it builds up to very, very ugly extents, which I don't express. But I know I have that, do you get? So whenever I see other people that are angry and then they're just doing anyhow because they're angry, when I tell you that thing makes my blood boil, it makes my blood boil because it's like, why can you not control yourself the way I'm controlling myself? And when I tell you I'm very, very, very self-aware, I'm very, very self-aware to my own, you know, detriment. Like, it's not good for me. Like, whenever I'm reacting in a very big way, I see myself. Like, this is sounding crazy, but I know people know what I'm talking about. It's really never that deep. It's not as crazy as it sounds. But then I see myself reacting that way and I'm like, bitch, you are embarrassing yourself. Can you stop that? It happens with any form of extreme emotion, crying, even sometimes even laughing, being angry. Like, I'm self-aware to my own detriment, so I can't react in those ways. And because of that, I avoid those big emotions. Like, because I know that I can't really control it, I just avoid everything in general. Like, if I'm talking to you and I notice myself about to get angry, I just stop. Like, I'm about to say something and I just feel it and I'm like, end of conversation. I just go silent. Or I'm speaking to somebody, I feel like I'm about to cry, end of conversation. I just go silent. Like, I grew up not being able to handle those emotions and, you know, not feeling like I should have, because other people who reacted in big ways, you know, kids, they just react anyhow. So they reacted in those big ways and everybody saw them as too much drama, all of that. And so I didn't want to be like that. But then what's very interesting is that that did not even help me in any way, because those people who were able to express themselves, even if it wasn't in the best way, they grow up and they learn how to express themselves in good ways, right? But me, now I'm growing up and I have to learn how to express myself first before I even think about in a good way. So it's harder, especially because I'm now old and you don't learn all those easy things when you're older. So like, it just doesn't make sense. And it really didn't help me trying to be the chill child that never used to get angry. I never used to raise her voice. I never used to do anything because, now just look at me. Just look at me. And I feel like I focus more on the petty, stupid issues because I don't want to focus on the real issues, because that's where my anger is most likely to come out. Like, if somebody did something like roll their eyes at me, that's something that's so stupid to react to. But when I was younger, I would react to it because it's something that's so small. But then if somebody did something that's like really fucked up, like let's just say somebody, think of anything that's fucked up. I can't really think of anything. I wouldn't react to those things because I knew that it's a lot bigger than, you know, somebody eyeing me or somebody hissing at me. Do you get? So I used to react to all the small things because that was my way of, that was my way of still reacting to things, but not the things that actually counted in my head. And that's why most times I don't even remember what I used to fight about when I was younger, because it just was never that deep. But just my little ways of, you know, like you have a big chunk of anger to deal with, so you just, or you pour it on all the small things. So you're still, you get, like, I'm not exploding too much from all the things that I'm piling up. And I think the reason my anger gets to the point that it gets to is because I'm somebody that builds up a lot. And, you know, it's funny because people would be like, oh, well, why did she get upset over something so small? And I'm like, bitch, I've been piling it up since. And then they're like, well, you should have told me. But then in my head, I'm like, you shouldn't have done this in the first place. Thank you. Like, I'm always asking myself, would I do this thing to that person? No, I wouldn't. So it's like, why did you even do it in the first place? But then now you're like, oh, but why did you get angry? Why didn't you tell me? And it's like, why did you do it in the first place? And if I didn't know how to express my anger and people weren't so annoying and stupid, then it would have been fine, right? But no, people have to be very annoying and very stupid. So I kind of have to learn to, you know, deal with that. But I think what's also kind of interesting about me not expressing my anger is when it comes to people that I really, really, really love. Who can I give as an example? My brother is a perfect example of that. When it comes to those kind of people, I force myself, and when I say force myself, I force myself to get upset when they do something that pisses me off, because I know that when I get upset, it ends right there. And because of the fact that I have so much love for said person, I don't want it to be like the kind of anger I have when it comes to other people. Because, for example, my brother can do something really fucked up and I react and he's like, well, if that person did that, you wouldn't have reacted. And I think it's funny because the reason I wouldn't react for the other people is because I don't respect them as much as I respect my brother. Do you get? So it's like, I know how much my anger gets to, and I know how much I love said person, so I react so that it can end there. Like, I don't think about it again. When I react, I just don't think about it again. And that's like a very normal response to when something upsets you. But then I'm not really used to that one, so I like to pack all the anger. But when it comes to other people, like other people doing things, I don't really care for them. And it's not even like it doesn't bother me. It does, but I'm already like not even really counting into my head. But it's like, I actually don't rate you as a human being. It's not because it didn't offend me. It has nothing to do with me being mature. I just let it go. I'm just calm. I don't even pay attention to it. I don't even mention it. And so my brother would see that and he's like, well, you didn't react when that person did that. And then in my head, actually, out loud, I'm just like, shut up. But in my head, I'm like, bitch, you need to know how much I actually really love you to react. And, you know, the people that don't get your reaction, it's not because I'm scared of them, because, bitch, I'm not scared of nobody. Nobody. So I'm not scared of anybody. I'm not scared to react. But I just know that I don't rate them enough to give them any reaction or to mention anything to them, which is just funny. But when it comes to anger, I think I'm actually expressing myself a lot more, like when it happens, and that's like really, really good. Because I feel like when I was a lot younger, if you yell at me, I would cry, like an adult especially, I would cry. And I feel like now that I'm older, that doesn't happen anymore. Because why I used to cry when I was younger wasn't because I was scared that you were yelling at me. It was just because I had like so much to say, so much anger to give back to you. But then I couldn't because, you know, I'm seen as disrespectful. It was mostly in school, so like I would not get in trouble. Like I was not trying to avoid it because I still used to get in trouble. But then, you know, I just didn't like all of that. And so that's why I would cry. And then obviously it looks like she's sad and she's hurt. But really it was like, bitch, I'm angry. But now that I'm older, I don't really care for that anymore. I don't care if an adult thinks I'm disrespectful, because I now know how to present my feelings in a more respectful way. And when I was younger, it wasn't that I was extremely disrespectful, but I just gave it how it was. But now that I know how to present my feelings in a more respectful way, I feel like if somebody's rude to me, how do I put this? Okay, let me explain this again. When I was younger, I wouldn't start things. People would start things. I would react. And most times, my reaction, there was a problem with my reaction. So I could now look at the situation and be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But now that I'm older and I'm more respectful about the way I react to certain situations, the way I bring up certain situations, I know that if I look back at the situation, I'm not going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have done this. I try to avoid making a mistake in the way I bring up situations, so that when I actually go off, I can go off in peace. And now, adults, if you like be 50, if you like be 70, if you like be 100, if you like be 1 million years of age, not even like I even gave you shit before if you were old, but then it was just seen as disrespectful. But now it's just like, please try it. Like, I'm actually begging you, please and please and please try it. Like, all of the times I've been called disrespectful when I was young just because adults were just assholes. Now that I'm 18 and I'm an adult now, oh my God, all the anger that 14, 13 year old me was having, I would pack it up and pour it on you. So now I'm very chill. If you piss me off right there and then, I'm gonna let you know. But exception. When it comes to friends, especially people that I used to fall into, you know, the funny thing, I don't have a favorite person anymore, praise Jehovah. But God forbid I get attached to somebody again, it may be difficult to address things right there and then, because I feel like I don't really have a very nice way of addressing things. Like, yeah, I'm respectful, but then nice? No. No. Because for me to address something, then you did something. Like, if it's just something so small, I don't care to address it. It doesn't even affect me. But then if it reaches the point where I have to address, then you have done something. And, you know, I'm still learning how to address it without, you know, just being altogether like, okay, fuck this friendship, move on. Because it's very easy to do that. Because it's like, why did you do something so fucked up? You get, so I don't blame myself. It's not even like, oh, I'm being petty or anything. It's valid, but then we can't do that, because when you fight with your friends and you guys resolve, then the relationship gets tighter, and you can't really experience that when one mistake and you're out. You get. But what else do I have to say about anger? I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to think of the conversation I was having with one of my friends and what we were talking about, because it was a very long-ass conversation. Oh, yeah. Something that's also, like, very funny about my anger is it's a cycle. I think I talked about this in one of my other episodes. I remember saying this exactly. It's like somebody does something fucked up. I react. They get sad that I reacted, or the way I reacted. Now I'm saying sorry for reacting. So it's just like this cycle, which doesn't serve me. So it's like, why now get angry? And, you know, people are always like, well, control your emotions. Like, don't get angry. Be chill. Be calm. But then it's like, this is a very, very natural emotion. And if I do get angry in the moment and I let it go, it's going to do good things for me than just being like, oh, no, like, I don't get angry. Like, peace, protecting my peace, like, that doesn't make sense to me, at least. Like, yeah, not everything that you should react to, but then again, if somebody does upset you, you can bring it up. It just, you know, depends on how you bring it up. But then I can't just be letting everything go because I want to protect my peace, because please, I'm a human being. I can't do that at all. So I still have to learn how to, you know, not let it control me, but then again, address some things. Because it's funny, I may not address some things. I'm trying to protect my peace. But one day, one good-ass friendship that you've just been pissing me off small on the side is piling up. Now I can't even talk to you again. I can't be friends with you again. Why? Because somebody told me to protect my peace and not bring up everything. Can you see how that's stupid? To me, at least. So, but that's all I want to talk about when it comes to anger. It's not a nice emotion. I hate it, please. I'm scared of it. I hate it. I hate it. It's not cool. It's not cool at all. It's not cool in any way. I actually hate getting angry. That's why I avoid people. It's an intentional decision that I make to avoid people. But yeah, that's all I want to say. Make sure you guys please follow the pod. Please rate the pod. Please review the pod. Do I want to say anything else? Like, I'm very hesitant to stop recording because I feel like I missed something. Let's think about this. Oh my days. Yes. Thank God I didn't end recording. I knew that I was forgetting something. You know when somebody is upset and then somebody's like, oh, well, this is her true color. That does not make sense. So when I was nice and when I was a nice human being, I was friendly for a long ass time, that wasn't my true color. But the one time you see me having a very normal reaction, which is anger. Anger is a normal reaction. It's just the way you express it that can become abnormal. So somebody expressing their anger is not in any way their true colors. Like, that doesn't make sense in any way. And that's just very stupid. Because every human being gets angry. There's nobody that doesn't. Even the person that looks like, oh, they have life figured out, they're always happy, oh, they don't care about anything, they do get angry. So it's not anybody's true colors. Stop doing that. That's annoying as hell. And just rude. Because I know you, that you're saying is you get angry too. But then nobody has told you your true colors. But then that you see somebody else reacting the same way that you do in secret. And you're like, oh, well, that's their true color. Doesn't make sense. At all. Something else I was also saying about anger, last thing I'm going to say, is you have to be very realistic about your anger. So let me tell you a situation. I'm going to make it very, very short because I already said that you guys should follow the pod. Why am I still talking? So I had a situation where somebody was attending to me in a restaurant and they not even in a restaurant, like a fast food place. They were, So before I paid for something, I asked them if they could help me heat it up. Cool, right? And then they were like, yeah. And then I paid and I came and I was like, oh, okay, please help me heat this up. And then they're like, what did she even say again? I'm trying to really remember the story. Okay, yeah. So she took it to go heat it up. And I think somebody else was using the microwave, or I don't know what she was using to heat it up. But then she came back to me and she was like, it's actually occupied right now, that the food is hot. No, she didn't even say it was hot. She said it was warm. That I'm sure that, no, she's sure that I could manage it like that. And then I was like, I don't mind waiting. I have no problem with waiting. I'll just wait for them to finish so that you can help me heat it up, because that was kind of our agreement before I paid for it. And then she, you know, started being like, oh, well, but it's warm. Like, just take it like that. And funny thing is, I was so calm. I was just like, no, you can't do that, because it's me that's buying it and it's what I want that I'm going to take, not you telling me what I should accept. And in my mind, I was like, go queen, like, yes. Because first of all, if she was like, oh, like, I'm so sorry, it's really occupied, would you mind taking it like that? I'm not that difficult. I would have just been like, eh, it's okay, it's fine. Thank you. And I carry it and I move on with my day. But then just her insisting was just why I was like, bitch, don't even fucking do that. Like, please, please. Please don't do that. And so obviously I was very upset. And then she was now like, oh, they're not allowed to use the microwave. And I just looked and I was like, please, do you think I'm stupid? And me, I'm one of these people that before you even say anything, please, can I speak to the manager? I like me, I don't fight. I don't argue with people that, nope. Can I please speak to the manager? Like, I'm not that person that's like going back and forth. It can never be me. Ever. So I was like, okay, I need to speak to the manager. And she's like, oh, the person is busy. And I'm like, call the person, I want to speak to them. And then the person was like, oh, they're so sorry. And then they went to do it. And it was just so funny, because a few days after, okay, no, the next day, so obviously why I said, oh, be realistic with your anger, is that, okay, it wasn't really anger, but then obviously I had a right to be upset about it, because it was like, why are you, you're wrong. And instead of you to be nicer about it, you know, you're trying to argue with me and you're the issue. And so because of that, the next day I came there, all of her co-workers that were with her then, obviously, like, they work together, so me, they would just side with them. So you just have to be very realistic, knowing that, okay, if you are fighting with somebody, or you have a not so nice interaction with somebody, their friends may roll their eyes, their friends may, you know, give you an attitude. Like, you have to be very realistic with this and really not pay mind to it, because when I went there the next day and the co-workers were looking at me somehow, what is my business? I went to go and buy my food in peace, because I knew I wasn't wrong and I knew I wasn't rude. And what's funny, how I knew that, okay, I already knew that I wasn't wrong and I wasn't rude, but then the next day, or like 2 days after that, so I was walking past and I saw the woman that, you know, was, you know, telling me what to do. And this is kind of embarrassing, but like, I, like, when I see somebody that I have seen before, my first instinct is to greet them. So my mind doesn't even go, oh, where do I know this person from? It's just, oh, just say hi, move on with life. So I was about to greet and I was like, oh, wait. Oh no, I think I actually greeted. And then I was like, oh wait, you're the person that, you know, did that. And then she was like, oh yeah, she's the person that, she's really sorry that she realized that it didn't really make sense for her to do that. And I was like, thank you for saying sorry. Is it too difficult? But then she became my bestie after a while. Like, really and truly, she actually became my bestie. And every time she'd see me, she'd be smiling. Like, life is truly not that deep. But then again, please be realistic with your anger. Like, if you're fighting with somebody, just know that their friends will probably side-eye you. Don't go and be gisting with their friends, because they would insult you in their private time. So yeah, that's all I want to say. Thank God I remembered everything I wanted to say. I'm so happy. But I want to go to bed now. It's currently 12:22. and I talk too much, but I kind of like it. So make sure you guys please follow the podcast, please rate the podcast, and please review the podcast. I know I've already said that before, but doesn't matter to me. Love you guys so very much. Please don't be an angry bitch. I mean, get angry. Yeah, it's a normal emotion that protects you and helps you know what upsets you. But when I say an angry bitch, I'm talking about people that be fist bumping people because they're angry, and be punching a wall because they're angry. That makes no sense. Okay, bye. I need to stop talking. Please go away. Bye.